Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es Bava Basra, Perik Tess, Mishnah Ches. Navalabai is all of the al aviv of a house fell on a person and on his father. Let's say the house fell on Reuven and on his father Yaakov. Oy olav, or it fell on Reuven, the al moirishav, and on someone who would give him a Yerusha. Let's say his brother Shimon. Remember the klal we mentioned many times. When there's a mem at the beginning of the word that's not part of the shayrish, it means to give. Moirishav means someone who's giving a Yerusha. Now, both people unfortunately perished when the house caved in on them. Our problem is we don't know which one passed away first. V'hoisa alav Reuven had an achrayus to pay certain things. For example, ksuba sisha. He has to pay the ksuba of his wife. U'bal choyv. And there was also someone else that he owed money to. But there's no property in his estate to pay it. But his father or his brother's nechasim are enough to pay up these choyvos. So here's what's going on in Beis Din. Yarsha Ya'av. Those that would yarshin the father. Let's say Yaakov's brother. He says, no. You want to wonder what happened over here? I'll tell you what could have happened. Haben mes rishon. The son died first. V'achagach mes av. And then the father died. So if Reuven died first and then Yaakov, Reuven never owned his father's property. If anything, it went the other way. So Reuven's wife can't come now and claim it. Or Reuven's balchayv, the one that Reuven owned money to, can't come now and claim it. It belongs to the father. The father's yarshim. No. I feel very bad for them, but they can't have this money. That's what the yarshim of the father are going to say. Again, yarshim ha'av oimrim. The yarshim of the father are going to say, haben mes rishon, the son died first. V'yachach mes ha'av, afterwards the father. The son never had the father's yerusha. But bali ha'chayv oimrim, the wife, the creditors. The wife is also, in a way, a balchayv. Balas chayv. Money is oter. Oimrim, they're going to say, or the people that are arguing on their behalf are going to say, who says it happened that way? We suggest that Ha'av Mes Rishon, the father passed away first, V'yachagach Mes Ben, and then the son. Yaakov passed away first, and then Reuven. So once the father passed away, even if it was a second before, his property goes over to the son. And now, the one that the son owed money to, or the ones the son owes money to, they have a right to claim it. So what do we do? We have no way of knowing who passed away first. They should divide the nechasim. We don't know which one passed away first. Now let's explain the Beshami a little bit more. So the Batanur explains it. Remember the main rule when it comes to money. Whoever has the money keeps it unless someone can prove that he has to give it up. So who's the one that has the money here? The Beshami holds shtar ha'oimid ligvois kigavui domi. If you have a shtar that says the money is owed to me, that's as if it's collected. So there's no question that Reuven or Reuven's estate owes the money to the wife or to the balchayv. There's also no question that if Reuven died first, the father is the one who yarshins it, and then it goes back down to the father's yarshim. So it's like a shtar that's set to go, that's ready to be collected. Memele, it's as if everybody is a muchzik on the money. It's as if everyone already has the money. Well, if everyone has the money, what do? We'll divide it. Well, Bishil lam nechasim mechaskasim. The Bishil say, keep everything where it is. Before this tragedy happened, that the house caved in on Reuven and on his father, who owned the property? The father, right? That's the last thing we know for sure. So fine, so right now the nechassim stay in the father's rishus. The ones who are supposed to yarshim the father get it. Reuven's yarshim claim it first went to Reuven before Reuven passed away, and therefore now they have a right to collect it, but the burden of proof is on you. You can't prove that. And because you can't prove that, the muchzik, the one that we hold is more al pi halacha in possession of the property, would be the yarshim of the father. Okay, once again, a house fell on Reuven and on his father, or on Reuven and someone who would give him inheritance, let's say, maybe his brother. Reuven owes money. Reuven's estate owes money to his wife. There's the ksuba, and Almana gets money. Reuven also owed money to people, a balchayv. The yarshim of the father say, the son passed away first. The father's nechasim don't go to the son. And if he doesn't have any nechasim to pay up his chayvus, I'm very sorry, but we get the yerusha from the father. The bali chayv say, no, the father passed away first. Reuven yarshined the father. Even if he passed away a half a second later, doesn't make a difference. Reuven yarshin the father, and now the ones that Reuven owes money to have a right to collect that money. The Bishamis say they have to divide it. The Bishil say, the last thing we know is that this money belonged to the father. You want to prove that it went to the son first, before the son passed away. You have to prove that. If you can't prove that, the money will stay with the yarshim of the father.